Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Now we move into the concluding phase of a Din Torah, of the judgment. Again, we're dealing with the monetary law here. Gamru es hadavar. Once the Beis Din has concluded the issue, and they've determined whether the person owes the money or doesn't owe the money, hayu machnisen osan. They would bring in the litigants. The litigants have been out of the court because, of course, while the judges are discussing the issue, certainly they shouldn't be there, and perhaps they're not even there during the time that the witnesses give testimony. Hagodol shebedayanim omer, the senior member of the court, of the judges, says, ish ploni atzakai, such a man, one of the two litigants, you are zakai, you win, ish ploni atzakayim, and you lose, you're obligated. Uminayin, how do we know? The kishayetzi echad min hadayanim, when one of the judges leaves the court, lo yomar, he should not say, ani mzake, I really maintained he was innocent. V'chaver mechayven, but chaver mechayven, my friends, the other two judges, they insisted on saying he was obligated. Aval ma ese, what was I going to do? Shechavera rabu alai, my friends were the majority and they overruled me. Al zeh namar, and this is said, lo selech rochel ba'amecha, the famous lav, the prohibition against lashon hara, you can't be a talebearer in your nation. That's telling a tale. You're not supposed to say who it was that voted which way. Va'omer in the pasuk in Mishlei says, holech rochel megalasot, somebody who goes and acts as a rochel, as a person who tells something that he's not supposed to, megalasot, he reveals a secret, and that's something that's forbidden.